Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Hi, my name is Raj Palmer. Today I've got a very special guest. We've got Imran from Bradford Stories, which is a project run by the National Literacy Trust. But I'll let him introduce himself and the work he does. Thank you for joining us today, Imran.
My pleasure, Raj. Thank you for having us. It's great to be on and have the opportunity to talk about some of the work that we're doing through Bradford Stories. In particular, the campaign that we're currently running, which is A World of Bradford Stories. So I'm looking forward to talking a little bit more about that. In terms of Bradford Stories, my role within the project as hub manager is to broker this partnership with the National Literacy Trust. So that's a sort of national charity that is concerned with this issue of law literacy nationally. Has been running for 25 years, and Bradford Stories is our sort of local base, if you like, or branch of that in Bradford. It represents a commitment with the charity over this 10-year horizon, where we look at issues of around law literacy and how we can collectively come together and counter some of those. So, you know, the motivations behind that, I learned when I came into this role that, you know, we've got one in seven adults in the UK that have the literacy skills that are expected of an 11-year-old. And when you look at areas of deprivation and poverty, then that exacerbates, you know, it becomes worse. It sometimes can be intergenerational. And I suppose the idea of having the local space and a local hub and a local hub manager, indeed, is about trying to build a campaign and build a network of everybody seeing this as an issue that affects us all, and one that we've all got a stake in sort of, you know, making a difference towards. Reading for enjoyment ultimately is the factor that's going to determine so many outcomes later on in life. And this is about sort of how we do that collectively with schools, with communities, with parents, with businesses, and everybody coming on board to see how we can sort of raise the bar and create a more literate and cultural experience for the families and children who live in Bradford.
You mentioned businesses, schools, etc. How can they actually truly help?
Sure. So we have a range of programs that we can broker from, that we do broker from the National Literacy Trust, program teams that can support specific literacy interventions and initiatives. The very simplest is about sort of how we sort of role model and make reading, how we normalize that, you know, sharing of stories and reading and stories and books as something that's every day. So for a business or a community setting or voluntary setting, you know, that happens in lots of different ways at a very simple level. If I give you the example of the barbershop, which is a business but also sort of a very local business, having books in their waiting area is another place where kids sort of see that it's fine, it's okay, people are reading. There's a number of ways, you know, businesses being able to sort of recognize in terms of how they support their employees for things like childcare, being able to sort of offer initiatives around books to parents that they can take home. They can sort of sponsor a range of different programs. I think the community push is really exciting because it gives us an opportunity to have conversations around what literacy means to different people and how we can come together to support activity in lots of different contexts, in lots of neighborhoods, in lots of different communities, and promote that through effectively sort of role modeling and allowing it to happen in lots of different and creative ways.
Now this is not a short-term project organized, so how long will it run for?
So I mentioned this sort of horizon of 10 years, and we're around our halfway mark, so to speak, with that. And it's sort of about recognizing the systemic change that we're looking to create is going to take a little bit longer to happen. And, you know, adding capacity to local areas through the people, through the local businesses and local organizations, adding that capacity to schools to sort of create that, the partnerships that help to sustain it, will take a little bit longer to create that difference, to create that change in sort of behavior and attitudes, if you like. So it's very much a long-term vision in that sense. And it's about a coming together of all those elements to try and sort of make that happen.
We have posted a video of a lovely young lady reciting a story told by her grandmum. I believe you've got a story as well, or a poem to recite.
It's a short story, yeah. So this is sort of something that is a part of my experience growing up, and it's one of those things where, you know, I've realised actually it's privileged in many ways, because there's a lot of children that won't have the experience of sort of stories and books from a very early age. I'm fortunate that I did, and it was my father telling his stories in my mother tongue, which is Patwari, and he sort of really was a very strong sort of believer in the preservation of that heritage through sort of stories, and he told us those. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we started to look at how we might support volunteers within communities to build ideas around literacy. So, you know, it might be a book group. They might sort of go to their local school and do a bit of reading. They might have some specific events. And in the start of that, what does the word literacy mean anyway to lots and lots of different people? And we asked that, and this was about sort of trying to myth bust and demystify what this word means. And at a very basic level, and what we discovered when we said to people, can you remember the earliest memory of a story that was shared with you? And lots of people from lots of different backgrounds speaking lots of different languages related to that. And they remember the grandparent, they remember a story, they remember something significant that stayed with them. And then when we sort of started to explore that a little bit further and people started sharing stories in their own languages, we thought, you know, wouldn't it be a great idea in a city like Bradford, which is so diverse and multicultural, to be able to sort of give that platform and say, actually, literacy is about all of this. And it's about endorsing and enabling you to preserve your heritage and use your own. It's an asset, you know. Bilingualism is a massive asset when it comes to, you know, the fight against low literacy. And so it's about encouraging people to sort of see their own role through their culture and their language in doing that. Anyway, I digress. So the story, if you want me to sort of share it, I can do.
Yes, please.
And I'll try and sort of make it. I don't know how long we've got, but
take all the time.
So I remember vividly, and you know, the memories that I have of this is that I felt very safe, you know, and that's the sort of this bonding that we can create with our children when we share a book or a story with them is very important. So it's beyond, you know, literacy just at a level of somebody learning a language. It's actually about your well-being as a child. And so the story that my dad used to tell me, and I'm going to actually endeavor to sort of do it off the cuff, because I have sort of tried to keep the tradition alive in some ways through the stories that I tell my own children. And it's a conversation I often have with parents. Sometimes there is some guilt that we feel when our children are not sort of speaking the mother tongue or the home language, because, English is a prevalent language. They speak it in school, and sometimes they feel that we lose that. So my children, you know, they don't speak Punjabi at home. However, they do enjoy this story, and I try to still sort of recollect and tell them it. And I remember it from when my dad sort of told me it as well. So yeah, I'm just going to try and sort of just tell you it from memory. So rather than reading, because I do have a printed version of it. So the story is called Chidi Takaini Kani, which is the story of the sparrow and the crow. Imran sehne tu pehle apne abbe ki aahya ke abba ji maare na kahani bahao. Usne abbe aahya changa tu late, te main tu bu changi kahani baana. Te kahani kedi si? Chidi takaan. Ek boom uccha jaya boota sa. Us boote ni sab kolu apriyan daliyan vich ek kaan apna aalna banaya. Aur o aalna boom bada te bohut shandar si. ਕਾਂ ਕੀ ਇਸ ਗੱਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਘਮੰਡ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮਾੜਾ ਆਲਣਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਬੜਾ ਆ ਉਸੇ ਬੂਟੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਥੱਲੀਆਂ ਡਾਲੀਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਚਿੜੀ ਆਪਣਾ ਆਲਣਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਉਹ ਆਲਣਾ ਆਲਾ ਪੂਰੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਔਰ ਚਿੜੀ ਕੀ ਕੁਛ ਤੀਲੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੋੜ ਪਈ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਉਸਨੇ ਤੀਲੀਆਂ ਥੁੜੀ ਗਈਆਂ ਸਨ ਉਹ ਹਿੰਮਤ ਕਰੀ ਤੇ ਸੋਚਣੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਂ ਉਸਨੇ ਕੋਲ ਬੜਾ ਸ਼ਾਨਦਾਰ ਆਲਣਾ ਆ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਮੈਂ ਦੇ ਛੋੜੇ ਦੋ ਤਰੇ ਤੀਲੀਆਂ ਹਿੰਮਤ ਕਰੀ ਤੇ ਜਾਣੀ ਕਾਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਤੇ ਉਸਕੀ ਪੁੱਛਣੀ ਕਿ ਭਰਾਊ ਕੋਈ ਤੀਲੇ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਸੇ ਕਾਂ ਐਵੇਂ ਵਿਹਲਾ ਬੈਠਿਆ ਸਾ ਉਹ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਤੇ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਉਸਕੀ ਡਾਂਟਿਆ ਸ ਕਿ ਦਫਾ ਹੋ ਜਾ ਯਹਾਂ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਮਸਰੂਫ ਹਾਂ ਚਿੜੀ ਬੇਚਾਰੀ ਨਿੱਕਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਲਣੇ ਵਾਪਸ ਆਈ ਗਈ ਰੋਣੀ ਰੋਣੀ ਸੋਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹੀ ਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਜਾਸਾਂ ਤੀਲੇ ਲੋੜਨੇ ਤੀ इतने च तकनियो तकनियो आसमाने ना रंग बदली गया, नेरी आई गई ते बदल ते बारिश शुरू हुई पी, चिड़िया अपने हाल ने चली। कुछ देर बाद बार तकनी बारिश जड़ा ना खत्म हो जानी ते चिटका निकली असना बार, अपने हाल ने तू सिर बार कटनी ते उसने सिरै पर फूआ जी टहन लगी पैनी। और रार होनी सोचनी के बदल बगैर ये बारिश को तू आ रही, अपर तकनी ते कह तकनी के कहां अपने आल ने बैठा है, उसना आल ना नेरीच भजी त्रुटी गया ते वो रोना पिया। वो जानी काय कोल ते उसकी दिलासा देनी हनी क्या हुई ते कहां रोना बेचारा आखना के तूफान इच मारा सारा आलना जड़ा ना बर्बाद हो गया ते हुण मैं क्या कर सू। चिड़ी उसकी हमदर्दी देनी, उसकी आखनी ना फिक्र कर, हाँ चाह पी। फिर उन्हें दोवे की दोस्ती होनी, एक दोए मिली ते अपने कहां बल्कि अपनी पिछलियां गल्लां पर शर्मिंदा होया, वो आना कि मैं कितना माड़ा हाँ ते तू कितनी चंगी है, ते आनी कोई गल नहीं असं कट्ठे जड़ा ना अपने आलने बनाने। पहले दोए मदद करने कायने आलने बनाने च, वो इस दफा अपना आलना इतना उच्चा नहीं बनाना और इतना शानदार भी नहीं बनाना, थोड़ा जहा थल्ले थोड़ा जहा हिसाब नाल अपना आलना बनाना और उस तीलियां बची भी जानियां ते इस तरह तीली ना काम भी चिड़ी ना काम भी पूरा हो जाना। ते कुछ देर बाद चिड़ी अपने आलने च दो अंडे देनी, उन्हें अंडिया चू बच्चे निकले, वो बच्चे कहें कि मामू कहाँ आखने ते वो उन्हें की चंगी चंगी कहानियां पाना। एक रोज चिड़ी दाने वगैरह किन्ने ती बच्चों वास्ते बाहर जानी ते बच्चे अपने आलने भी सुते होने, तकड़ियों तकड़ियों जड़ा ना उथू एक बिल्ली लंघनी जिड़ी चिड़ी ने आलने दर बड़िया भुखिया अखा न तकनी, वो बल्ले बल्ले जड़ा ना आहिस्ता आहिस्ता बूटे पर चढ़नी, चिड़ी ने बच्चिया की जड़ा ना वो खान लगी। ते थोड़ी देर और होनी ते वो बच्चे खाई जाए, लेकिन अल्लाह कीता के निके ने जड़ा ना अख खुली गई ते उन्हें तकी किता ते उन्हें डंड बाई दीती, ये मामू कहां बिल्ली आई कहां, उस वेले जड़ा ना उडरी ते बिल्ली की पई जाना, एक चुंज उसने जड़ा ना नके पर मारना, एक उसने सिरे पर मारना और कायन ये चुंजा इतनिया डाडिया सन कि बिल्ली की होश ना रही ते वो नसी गई ते फिर वापस नहीं आई। ते चिड़ी वापस असनी बच्चे उसकी जड़ा ना सारी गल दसने के बिल्ली आई सी, मामू कहाँ आए असा की बचाया, ते वो फिर कायन शुक्रिया अदा करनी ते कहाँ आना कोई गल नहीं है ते माड़ा फर्ज आ। फिर जड़ा ना बच्चे लेटी रहने ते राती जड़ा ना वो पूछने चिड़ी की के मामा मामा असा की जड़ा ना कहानी बासो, तो उन्होंने फिर मामा आनी के चंगा तुसा लेटो तो मैं तुसा की एक बूं चंगी कहानी बानी है। तो कहानी केड़ी सी के एक जाकत सा उसना ना सा इमरान, लेकिन ए एक और कहानी है। आई मीन द जिस्ट ऑफ द स्टोरी फॉर नॉन सॉर्ट ऑफ पंजाबी पटवारी स्पीकिंग पीपल इज अबाउट सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो फ्रेंडशिप एंड शेयरिंग एंड इट्स अबाउट सॉर्ट ऑफ what you you know, pride and letting go of your pride and being happy with your house and helping each other, and it's told through this sort of this short folk tale, which actually since I sort of started sharing it I've discovered that people have versions of a similar story in different South Asian languages as well. So there you go, that was Chidi and the Khan.
Thank you very much, Imran. Now, for those who maybe want to get involved or have a story to tell, how can they go about doing that?
Absolutely, yes. So if you log on to the campaign, A World of Bradford Stories, it's been running for 2 weeks now. We've got another 2 weeks worth of programs and activities, which translates through stories like the one you heard. And we want to encourage as many people from different communities and parents to get involved and share stories in their home languages. It could be a poem. It could be some insights into literacy in your sort of cultural context that we're really interested to hear about. So we create that through sort of videos that we post. Our Facebook page is Bradford Stories. So go on there, get in touch with us through there, send us a message, tell us about anything that you want to sort of represent in terms of your stories that you might have heard when you were younger yourselves that you share now, or a particular poem or something significant to literacy in a particular cultural context, anything that you want to share. We've still got a range of languages and resources and activities coming up over the next 2 weeks that involves everything from tips for parents to research around the benefits of bilingualism, how we can make the most of that asset, how children can benefit from that. And then some really nice sort of representation in lots and lots of different languages. So just this morning we had a retelling of a picture book in Bangla. That was so lovely to hear. I don't understand the language, but it's very rhythmic. And it was interesting to try and sort of pick out any words that sounded familiar and follow the story in that way. But I think that the really nice thing that we found through this is that the platform enables people to sort of feel confident because and comfortable because we're asking to share stories in their language. And that helps us to sort of create this empathy because we can hear stories from lots of different cultures, we can understand them, and we can also have an opportunity to share our own. So people have engaged really well, and we want to encourage lots more content. So get in touch with us through the Bradford Stories Facebook page.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Imran, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for having us, Raj. Yes, you too.